talking with Nick Malk from the state of Indiana. And Nick, congratulations on getting through this entire set of purebred gilts today here at Oklahoma Youth Expo.
Yes,
tell me a little bit about what you were seeing today.
I thought this was not only a phenomenal set of livestock, but more importantly, a phenomenal set of young people that had the courage to get out in front of public and display their project, and yet take their winnings with much respect, and yet take their defeats like young men and young women should. And that's what we're doing, is building young people through this project.
On the on the gilts that you were looking at today, what sort of a gilt fits the model of what you were looking for today?
I guess in terms of type and kind, functional females that can walk all day, ones that are good in their structure and not only in soundness, but yet being durable enough and tough enough to last through breeding intervals and maintain themselves in a herd for a long time and be productive is very important. And then, of course, muscles important, body, and then the feminine characteristics of underlying and vulva set are very important.
The top two animals came up from the Yorkshire breed. They looked like they were exceptional gilts.
Very good. Yorkshires have actually been in a little bit of a downfall and deficit from a quality standpoint, but yet these two gilts sure defied that and were the ones that we liked really well. There was a very good spot gilt here today that was very, very close, and also a Duroc gilt that we liked really well.
You know, when you look at a show like this, numbers were huge here today, but you know, how do we stack up with quality versus the main part of the hog belt?
I can tell you that from this purebred breeding gilt show at OIE, I'm man enough to say it's the best one I've seen yet.
Wow.
So you started off, we talked about the kids. What do you think a young person really gets when they take responsibility for raising one of these animals?
Well, a lot of people say that the 4-H project teaches you time management and responsibility and all, and it does. But to me, it's the lasting things that it teaches. I can tell you that the guy that judged with me today is my best friend, and wouldn't have met him without being in a swine project and showing across the nation and being competitive with them. That's the other thing that it does, is it teaches our young people to truly be competitors. And in my opinion, competition's key in life. We can sit back and be laggards, or we can be competitors and see who shines in the end.